back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively getting up on bye week and an exciting second half of the Ravens season. Luke will be in Owings Mills for all of the proceedings, all those brought to you by our friends at Royal Farms. Real fresh, real fast. But I am here today to talk about the Maryland Lottery, my relationship with the Maryland Lottery, and you know the fall on the sword a little bit. First off, they didn't give me silver. They didn't give me bronze. They gave me the gold-plated drinking things. Doug Lloyd and the folks over there and John Martin, they've seen that I drink out of all sorts of things here. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour, presented by the Maryland Lottery, Let Yourself Play. We did not get to play last Friday. My hip, my back, L5, L4, L3, a mess, an MRI. But we're going to try to make it up this Friday. And if it's not this Friday, it'll be next Friday, which will be this Friday when you listen to it anyway. Follow us on social media. I promise when I get upward and onward. But I'm getting this double needle in my spine later today. And I'm upright and I'm actually feeling good because steroids work. That's a message for Jose Canseco and friends. Doug Lloyd joins us now from the Maryland Lottery. Dude, I almost had to punt on this segment. I've had to move segments around on my friends from Wise Markets this week and other friends because my back hurt. I couldn't even do Marty Conway, who's my favorite guest, because I couldn't get out of bed on Tuesday morning. So I am very appreciative of you being flexible, making some time here and coming on and having a little fun and letting ourselves play a little bit. How are you doing today?
Of course, of course. Well, hey, it's great to be here. And, you know, we got the update on the WNST injury report. So
I'm out. Yeah, I'm out for the Cincinnati game. I promise you, I'm trying to work my way. It's like a football player. After the bye, you'll probably see me reappear on the active 53. You guys are active every day, right? You guys send me this winner's list here. Now, yeah, I have John on every week. John's on bye week this week, by the way. John Martin, director of Maryland Lottery and Gaming. And last week, we had a great segment talking about sports gambling and wagering. And people in my timeline are all stirred up because they want to bet on the games. Great, great, great. This week, I want to focus more on like the Ravens walk thing because I didn't think so much about it. And I was in pain last week. I left the game, the famous Colts game at halftime, not because we were losing or I thought we were going to lose, because my back hurt and I was pacing the back of the press box like Barney Rubble and when Fred Flintstone and Wilma were having pebbles. And I walked home, and on my way out of the stadium, I saw someone do the thing that we all think we could do at the Colgate Carnival, right? Which is throw the football through, win a whole bunch of cash. Give me the lowdown on that, dude, because like I caught half of it. I wasn't in the stadium. I wasn't in my seats where I usually am. And that was like, that doesn't happen much, right? That we get a real, like somebody that can really do the skill on the field, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a daunting task. So this is a new thing that we've offered. You know, I've been involved with the Ravens promotion, the sponsorship for pretty much since it began. Prior to the Ravens actually being involved, we had a ticket called Purple Passion, and Tony Saragusa was our spokesperson on that one. We've been doing our Align promotion with the team since quite a while ago. It's 13 years and counting. And, you know, it's a great thing to be involved with the Ravens. They're a sponsor that cares about, you know, the game day experience and then the experience of their fans all the way through the week. So they really go above and beyond to kind of make these experiences happen. And then, of course, we're the sponsor that asks for big experiences. So, you know, cool stuff. Like I know John talked with you about sending some players to Detroit. I was on that plane. I got to see.
You were at the Tucker game.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for
you. Yeah. I got to go along and, you know, I got to tag along. We had two winners and their guests, and they had waited an entire year to be able to fly with the team for that away game experience. It's a little different than what we've been able to do in the past. Of course, you know, pandemic has changed everything. You know, we used to be able to fly on the team plane and have a much more intimate experience. And of course, you know, COVID's changed all of that, but the Ravens have done their best.
I'm tier two, just as a media member, just so you know. There's tiers. Tier one is only tier one. Tier two is different than tier one. And tier three, you wave to folks from wherever you are. So, yes, I'm aware.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, I was taking photos. I love to watch the fans sort of have that experience. And when that kick happened, I quickly panned to my folks. It was not the best shot, but they all looked stunned, of course, because they were trying to figure out what happened. I mean, there was a weird bit of crowd noise there in Detroit. I think there was a roar of the crowd because they thought he missed it. And then there was an immediate roar afterwards as they saw people taking the field and the Ravens fans.
Well, I think when the ball's in the air, there's a hush, right? Like, yes. There's noise pre-snap, the ball gets snapped, the ball goes up, and it's a long time getting there, 66 yards, right? And at that point, it's then probably the thud because of the dome, and it's kind of a low dome. It's a smallish sort of intimate building when you get in there to some degree, and the brick walls, it's a unique – whatever they've done there, it's unique to Detroit. It's the only place they've done that style that it would hit, right? I would think that was a unique sound. I've been on the field for some of those 15 years ago in the last 2 minutes of games where you see the ball go up and see it wave in or out, see the emotion of all of that. I've had that experience many, many times, but the sound of it is so unique, right?
Yes. Yeah. And then it carried on to the shuttle bus going back to the airport. I mean, everybody was talking about it. The Detroit fans obviously deflated. But good humor.
It was
yeah. It has not been a fun season for them.
Doug Lloyd's here. He is with the Maryland Lottery and Maryland Lottery and gaming. I'm trying to get used to that. Let yourself play the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're trying to get the Knicks. I had to move it last week. I'm hoping to get it done this week. Stay with me on social media. We'll get all that together. And I'm going to be doing the Crab Cake Tour. By the way, I know this is happening. November 17th, we're with Mayor Brandon Scott. We're going to be at Coco's, which is his crab cake place. Marcella, I love you. I'm coming. I promise. I'm going to get to Lauraville and we'll get over there. Dude, you're a unique cat because I've been over to the lottery offices a handful of times, through relationships and meetings and whatnot. And there's a room that you bring people when they win and win big prizes. And I always tell the story about the Springsteen tickets back in 87 that I played over at East Point Liquors and I won. And I went to see Bruce on the Tunnel of Love tour. When somebody wins a lot of money, whatever it is, if it's life altering, $10 million, $100 million, that's different. But even if it's 100 grand, 500 grand, something that's a lot of money, and they're coming over to pick up the prize, you're one of the cats that meets them at the door. From a voyeur standpoint, from an experiential standpoint, I was a DJ. So I DJed people's weddings. That's kind of a unique day to be with people or whatever, where there's a different kind of energy and love and excitement and happiness and all of that. But when people are showing up to collect a check and they walk in, I bet it's all walks of life, right? Like everybody plays this game. It's not onto any sort of class or whatever. I'm sure people that don't need the money win sometimes, and they're excited to win the money because they're going to buy a boat or whatever they're going to buy. But you meet them at the door. That's kind of wild, right? I mean, we saw the excitement of the guy throwing the football, winning with $7,500. Nice chunk, going to pay for a nice vacay or a little addition or something, right? A kitchen, whatever. But I would think when people come in there, you're seeing happiness on a daily basis. That's kind of a different kind of a gig, right?
Yeah, it sure is. I've been there for about 16 years and getting used to handing off that big check and learning to let go of it is probably the first step. But getting your first millionaire in the door is a lot of fun. And I've seen really all types of winners. You're right. Some people don't need the money and they just play it as a hobby. And some people, it's going to make a huge impact in their life. And that's really the fun part of being at this job.
What's the best story? What did somebody say to you? I'm doing this with the money. That's a great story.
Okay, so this is very early on. One of my earliest winners, we had a ticket called Do-It-Yourself Dollars and had a gentleman who won and he was a tradesman. And he had had a heart attack while he was on the job, took him off the job for quite a long time, was not able to work, and won this prize. Wasn't a ton of money. It was enough to get by on medical leave. And what he was going to do is he was going to use that opportunity to start his own contracting company. And
used it as a seed for the rest of his a business seed for life.
Yes.
Yeah, you hear people doing frivolous stuff. I mean, always, but you never hear the, hey, I hit the lottery and I opened a kid's school or I opened a pet saving play. I'm sure that there's stories like that too with the people that have won lots of money.
We had our Vax Cash winners, which came in not too long ago. That Vax Cash, obviously a big program for the Maryland Lottery, working with the Department of Health and
tell everybody about that again, because I know you did a lot of spokesperson work on that last year, but that was kind of a unique thing. And some people scratched their head and said, what? We're going to, we need everybody vaccinated. Whatever we need to do to motivate people to get vaccinated, to this day, it's an issue, right? I mean, we talked about the NFL and not getting on planes. I'll turn that over to Kingsbury not being able to coach the team last week, right? Because he can't get on. That's the Ravens didn't have a defensive line in week two, right? I mean, so they're, or week three, it was a Detroit game, I think they didn't play. So, you know, this is a serious thing. So the fact that they pull the lottery in from the state and say, let's get more people vaccinated and incent people to get vaccinated. Hey man, if it got people vaccinated and you guys gave money away, that's part of the kitty anyway, I'm all for it.
Right. So, you know, we all know that getting vaccinated is probably your best way to protect yourself against COVID and you know, protect yourself from the most negative outcomes that you could have with it. And it's not for everybody, but we wanted to offer an incentive for people to do it. And it was an incentive that was offered to people that had already gotten the shot and people that were on the bubble and wanted to make that decision. And hopefully it helped make that decision. But what I really enjoyed from the winner standpoint is a lot of winners came in and told us their story. They won $40,000 for being picked, and all they had to do was have at least one of those shots. What each and every one of those winners did is they, you know, of course they told me about what they were going to do with the money. And some of them, it was just an enhancement to their life. Some of them, it was going to help them pay off a bill that they had. I had a business owner who said it was going to help him, you know, because his business was slow. He was a weightlifter and did strength training. And you know, obviously people couldn't get into the gym to do those sort of things. I had nurses that were going to do something altruistic. So they all had interesting stories with that. But the other thing was that they were really, really encouraged to tell their story. A lot of people that would not normally do publicity in the Maryland Lottery offices said that they wanted to do it because they felt there was a call to action, that it was important that they share their story and that they decided to get vaccinated. So it wasn't just about the money and what they were going to do with the winnings, but it was why they made the decision to do what they did, whether it was to protect themselves or protect their family. We had some frontline workers, of course, so they did it to protect themselves and so that they could sleep in their own bed at night and not out in a tent. We had some folks that had seen other folks get COVID or had older folks in the household. So there are a lot of reasons why people did it. And, you know, we got to generate some publicity and some longstanding stories. And again, from people from all walks of life and be able to kind of help people make that decision. Whether it moved the needle or not, I think there's a lot of editorial out there about that. What I can say is it made a difference in these people's lives and they were able to share their story. And to me, that's a very important thing that sticks around for a while and can continue to help people make that decision.
Doug Lloyd's hanging out with us here this week. John Martin hung out with us last week from the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. And you can find out if you're into the sports wagering side, for sure. There's a whole segment on that we did. By the way, I got a lottery cup here too, the orange. I didn't know if this is going to like show better than which one do you like better here? Let's make a corporate decision here in the middle of they both look pretty decent. Yeah,
I think the orange one shows up a little bit better on camera. We call that the party cup. So it's your college style party cup.
Gotta get me a purple one, dude.
We have a purple one.
All right.
So that by one's the way, on the
you,
way.
Tell me what you do on Ravens Walk while we're talking purple, because we did talk about the promotion inside. I know you're on the walk. I generally don't walk that way because I live south of there and I walk the other way. So I don't walk toward the baseball stadium. But either way, I've been through there. I just haven't been through in a year or two. I know the band comes through there. John Zeman's always inviting me through. Give me a little lay of the land. What am I missing out on? Tell me about it.
So, yeah, that's part of our wraparound coverage with this Ravens promotion. Not only do we have some great prizes out there on the two scratch-off tickets behind me, we've got some great second chances. And part of that is being out there and enjoying that fan experience, because that's kind of what we're selling with this. Big cash prizes and fan experiences. So if you're out there on the walk, which is situated between the two stadiums, you can come by and, you know, we've got a prize wheel that you can spin, some great giveaways. You know, again, with the pandemic changing things, we've got face masks now. We've got hand sanitizer, of course, very popular. Lots of great stuff. We've got some cold weather gear that's coming out. Every year we have some wall calendars that folks look forward to. So you'll be able to see some great stuff. And then we have stadium acceptable bags too. So you can take those in. And, you know, that's just part of what happens with Ravens Walk. We have a giveaway where you can win some tickets. And of course you can buy some Ravens scratch-offs or whatever the jackpot is. We have those tickets on sale on the walk. You head inside the stadium, like you said, we have our halftime. It's just before halftime, the 2-minute warning. We have our pass for cash competition, which is something we're giving away with the scratch off ticket. I know John mentioned it a little bit, but what folks can do is they can enter these scratch off tickets online and they can use it to win their way down to the field. So this is a really fun, unique experience. We had something like this in the past, and the cash prize on it was actually high enough that it was insured. So I couldn't.
See, I always
talk
see
about
people
it.
Down on the field before the game, and I know they have an association with sponsors and whatnot. But this is a way for the public to be involved in that, right? Probably the only way you can win, right, to get down on the field.
If you've been in M&T Bank Stadium, you know how loud it can get. You know how exciting it can be. But players that actually enter for this category and get selected, they'll be able to go down on the field. They'll have a special lottery jersey. Of course, they'll have tickets to the game. And they'll be tossing footballs for a chance to win some money. And the most important part is everybody's going to win. Okay, so for being selected, you win $5,000. And then when you toss your footballs, you'll have 30 seconds to make your target. And whoever has the highest tally, of course, wins. So they win some extra cash. And our second place competitor is going to walk away with another prize. So it's a bunch of Raven scratch-off tickets. But the fun thing about this, again, being down on M&T Bank Stadium's field, it takes place in the end zone. It's 30 seconds to toss some footballs, but I've heard that the Ravens players, they actually look up at the smart vision board and watch how our competitors are doing. I have heard the fans inside the stadium reacting to this. And we've had some exciting things. Started off the year, everybody was tying, which is okay for both players because they get to split the prizes at the end. But recently we've had some winners. I think the Colts game that you were leaving, you probably saw it. I think we had to move it up because they had a halftime.
It was a huge cheer. I mean, everybody in the stadium was into that for sure.
So that was our first winner. She actually, it was a shutout. It was Maisha Strozier, and she won 4-0. So nobody really expected her to pitch shutout, but she did, and it was pretty exciting. And the fans really reacted to it. And then last week we had a 7-6 victory out there on the field, so it was a very close game. And this is the kind of excitement that we can bring to the field. And for our players, it's a unique experience to have the entire 78,000 strong stadium cheering for you. And it's pretty exciting. It's a little daunting. People do get nervous before it, but it's a unique experience, and you can only win it from these scratch-off tickets behind me.
Doug Lloyd's here from the Maryland Lottery. You know, Doug, I'm old school, and I always wanted to do the hockey puck at the Skipjacks game, where you shoot the puck through the little hole. And I was never selected, but I'll never forget. Howard Scherer will remember this, my good buddy. We used to sit together in Section 210 with Joe DeFonso, our Skippies pack, and Jeff Amder. One night, the dude put the puck through and won the car. And, there's a famous story about the soccer team. You buy the insurance on it, and whether you buy the insurance or not, one night the Blast didn't buy the insurance, and the ball came kind of close and, like, all of that. But we're talking about the 80s, This is it was 40 years ago. We could tell these stories. Doug Lloyd's here from the Maryland Lottery. The Maryland Lottery, of course, sponsoring our Maryland Crab Cake Tour coming into neighborhoods every Friday. We were at Mother's in Federal Hill 2 weeks ago with all women-owned businesses, great friends of mine, Anna Leventis from Sobo Cafe. Give her a shout out. Teresa Cangelosi brought by Tracy Gossin. And we talked about breast cancer awareness and cancer awareness in general, and botanicals and oils and essentials and cool stuff like that. And Kelly Rather was on as well from Mother's because Dave was out of town telling the Mother's story with three locations. So big appreciation to all of our sponsors, certainly all of it presented by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. Doug, I appreciate the cups and the mugs and the hats and the stuff and the tickets. And I swear I will get my back in. I'm getting these needles today. And then after that, they tell me I'm going to walk upright. I'm going to be able to do things again. And modern medicine, man, it kept my wife alive. I'm throwing my hand, throwing myself onto the mercy of modern medicine. But we appreciate the sponsorship and the partnership. And even though I'm on the DL this week for the Cincinnati game, I will be waiting to see if we get another $7,500 winner.
Ooh, yes. And yeah, and I've always got some exciting tidbits for you here about events and winners and
there was a $1 million winner at Wise this week, wasn't there?
That's right. Hey, knew you were gonna work your sponsor in here somewhere. It was a Dundalk player who won $1 million. It was one of our scratch off tickets, brand new game called Lucky that's out there. And It was a $20 ticket.
Can you imagine scratching the ticket and looking at it? How's the game? I mean, do you have to match up certain things, or does it just say you won $1 million, or do you have to play the game a little bit on the scratch?
Well, so this one's I was wrong. It's not lucky. It's our $20 money explosion, and of course nobody expects the money explosion, right? It's like the Spanish Inquisition. You scratch the ticket, and it's probably a matching game of some sort. Now, when you scan it, there's a lot of different ways for players to kind of keep track of whether they've won or not. Sometimes it's pretty obvious. Sometimes it's not. So we have a Maryland Lottery app that you can carry around with you. You can scan your ticket on that. It will tell you if you've won. You can also do it on.
Okay, so the confirmation comes. Like, you think you won, you're dancing around the house a little bit. You don't want to tell anybody. You got to tell your wife. You got to be like, I think I won. And then you get your phone and you go, oh my God, I won. Imagine
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
that's kind of crazy.
It'll actually tell you the amount. It's funny you mentioned that too, because we have winners that come in and they go to the glass window and they push their ticket under. They think they've won. They've enough to come down and schedule an appointment and come visit us. But until they push that ticket under the window and get the paperwork back, they're not really sure that they've actually won. So, we talk about some of the reactions that we get.
Well, they might be in denial too, right? Like a little bit.
I'm sure there's
when you win. You don't immediately think I won and that's it. You're probably thinking, come on, this doesn't happen to me, right?
Right. So when we have people come through that next door and come visit us, and of course, like I said, with the pandemic, things have, changed. For a little while, it was just a couple of us. And of course, we're masked. And now it's getting to be a bigger group of people. So people are seeing a big group of people in the next room clapping for them. You know, we get some different emotions. We've had people crying. Of course, we have people that kind of shut down. Some people are very nonchalant. It all different types of reactions. But that's where that realization that it's actually happening. And then we start interviewing you. And it's like, they always pictured themselves in this situation and now they're there. And it is something to kind of put together. You know, they get on the phone and start calling their loved one, give them an update. This is really real. We had one gentleman who came in and he called his ex-girlfriend to rub it in her face.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's,
no.
It's like I said, all types of reactions. It's a very unique experience to be there, and I'm privileged to be there and kind of witness that excitement and possibly.
I get your list every week, right? So like, there's $1 million prize this week, $100,000 prize, and a whole bunch of $10,000. $10,000 is a lot of dough. So like, you're scratching off a ticket, thinking, "Wow, the Raven scratch offs are out there." How long will they exist? They sort of disappear around Thanksgiving usually, right?
Scratch off tickets.
Yes.
So scratch off tickets, they can have different timelines. The important thing is at some point we will issue a last date to claim, and that means you really won't see them at retail locations. And typically you'll have 182 days.
Retailers get them once and when their retailer runs out, can they get another stock, or is it like, I think of it, and pardon this, but like beer distribution at this point, right? If these beer makers make something, it lasts a couple of months. You grab it early or grab it late, but if you miss it, they don't make any more of it. You're not printing more Raven scratch offs, right? Like it's a design game that want to run out at some point, right?
Right. So, so we'll give you some inside baseball. This is why you come to WNST, right? The lottery tickets are approved. And again, this is a limited version of my knowledge because I'm not in all of these meetings, but there's a lottery commission that sits and actually approves each of these games. And when they do it, they're actually given an idea of how much the payout is, how many prizes there will be, and a total print run of the tickets. They get all of this information because it's important. This is a way to raise revenue for the state. So we need to make sure that if it's going to be approved, that it's actually going to generate the money that they're intending to generate, the revenue that we're expecting each year. So each of these games are really thought out. And so then there's a predetermined print run. These tickets sit in a warehouse and they go out as the retailers need them. Typically, there's a debut week. So this week we debuted our holiday tickets. So they're out there now. And, those are printed up waiting in the warehouse. Our retailers will get the new tickets. We want the new tickets to all hit the same time. So you'll see those out there. And then as they use these tickets up, they'll be able to reorder them as need be. So there is a set number. There's obviously more that retailers can get as they sell them. But if you're a player and you're you know playing these tickets, you want to make sure that you hold on to these tickets, take care of them, put your name on them, and of course claim them. Because you never know when one of these tickets is going to be.
There's a $10 million prize. It was sold in Rockville. Nobody's claimed it.
That's
still
right.
Waiting,
that's our,
right.
That's our Powerball game. Yeah, we're still waiting for that winner to come in. And like I said, you know, I get to interview some of these winners, and I interviewed one not too long ago, a Cecil County woman. She was a student, and she won our racetracks game. So a student, she's studying her books. You know, got her racetrack ticket. She did know that she had won. She had won $20,600. And what she wound up doing was she was studying hard, I guess, and she just put it in a book, one of the books that she was studying from, and then lost it. And that ticket was gone for 141 days. Okay, now each of these tickets, the draw games, which Racetracks falls into, 182 days, and that ticket is worthless. She came into the office with 41 days left on that ticket. And she told me when she found that ticket again, it was like winning that jackpot all over.
Winning twice. Doug Lloyd is here. He's with the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. I am letting myself stretch right now, you know, prior to all of this. So I'm moving around, and we will get back out. I'll get my back fixed. You and I will be on Ravens Walk at some point, second half of the season, probably with a little purple cap on, with a little ball on the top, because I like those kinds. I saw Lamar wearing one of those last week, so that's good. I know they exist, and we'll keep watching some football. Thanks for coming on and riding shotgun this week, sitting in for John. And I guess John will be back at some point, but it'll be good to have you back at some point too, man.
Yeah, and then, you know, until then, we're going to be out and about. Like I said, the pandemic kind of curtailed our event season. We used to do about 70 events every year. We just got back to it. We started with the State Fair and Ravens preseason, and we've been moving along. A lot of new events hitting our website, so you can follow along at mdlottery.com. We're going to be out at beer, bourbon, and barbecue, all the B's and the Q's. It's a lot of fun.
When is that? I love Greg. Greg's a friend of mine. What's the date on that?
That's going to be the end of the month here. So 29th, 30th. I believe it's a Friday, Saturday event. And our team will be out there.
Maybe we're Halloween gear to that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a fun time. You know, you'll as a lively crowd, and you throw some costumes into it, which I think they'd be wearing anyway, even if it wasn't Halloween. And it's a lot of fun. So follow along here. That's going to be up at Timonium Fairgrounds. And again, mdlottery.com. You can find out where we're going to be next. Of course, we'll be at every Ravens home game, too. So we'll see you out there on the walk.
Doug, appreciate you, man. Thanks for making a great visit and making my back feel better, at least temporarily. I am Nestor. You can find me and Luke anywhere, from anywhere, on your mobile device. Just go out. We're on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and all of those places. I will get my face back in the place. We're going to be at Nick's Grandstand up in Timonium, as Coach Ekman would say, having a Maryland crab cake. I'm going to bring my friends back out. I apologize to everybody for pushing some things down the line, but I'm going to stand upright here at some point during bye week and get it right. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore. Positive.